suggestion from the gentleman in the front is that he has read that the Nation of Islam believes that white people are a race of devils created by a scientist by the name of Yaqub. Yes, sir, that is absolutely 100% what we believe. Let me just give you a very quick synopsis on that. You see, most people, like I said, they believe that the devil is under the ground. The Holy Quran says that the devil is your open enemy. In the Bible, the sons of God went before God to present themselves. And while they were in front of God, God looked among them and said, "Where comest thou, Satan?" Satan was among them, but they didn't know that Satan was among them. And he asked him, "What are you doing?" Satan said, "Well, I'm going to and fro, seeing who I can devour." Now, with Caucasian people, we're not jumping up one day and just, "Oh, the white man is the devil." We're looking at the white man's behavior. His behavior to black people primarily over the last 6,000 years. And that behavior has been diabolical. Diabolical. And not saintly, not humane, but pure evil. And so we're not gonna back down from identifying that satanic behavior and mentality. We're very clear. And the Muslims and other people who don't yet believe that, we said here a few weeks ago, hang around, wait and see. The white man is gonna prove to you who he is. Because he's not getting any better. He's getting worse. And he's doing more and more evil. And he's planning more and more evil as we speak. Do you realize that with all the weapons of mass destruction that the Caucasian has built, and he boasts that he could destroy the planet so many times over with nuclear weapons, do you realize that as you and I are standing here now, he is in the laboratory right now trying to think up new ways to kill people? What kind of a mentality is this? This is evil. He is not satisfied even with his ability to slaughter tens of thousands of human beings all over the planet. He's still trying to perfect it. So, in South Africa, at the height of apartheid, some scientists have now come out in a documentary, white people, and admitted that during that time period, they were manufacturing, going into the DNA of black people and manufacturing specific chemical drugs that would kill black people only. An ethnic bomb, an ethnic weapon. This is real. Right now, in Africa, they are pushing what they call birth control. They are pushing vaccinations in the vials that they're injecting into many of the children and the people, pure poison. Poison to stop the women from giving birth, and also like a time bomb to later manifest itself into various diseases. This is proven scientific fact. Go online and check out the white scientist, what's his name? Adams. His first name will come to me. Check out this man, Mr. Adams, and hear what he has to say as a scientist about what white people are doing today. The CDC, the Center for Disease Control, the WHO, WHO, the World Health Organization, and Bill Gates and his foundation all over Africa and the so-called third world, deliberately trying to, you know, they're pushing this idea of eugenics. They're pushing this idea that there's too many people on the planet. Do you understand that we have nearly 7 billion people on the planet, and that there is so much room on the planet that there is enough food on the planet to feed the 7 billion people 100 times over and still have more? But white governments keep the food isolated for a certain group while the masses of the people go hungry by design. This is evil. But they want you to think that there's too many people and that you drive up the M1, drive on the motorways in Britain. So much land, empty. Drive across North America, between the cities, wasteland, wilderness. People crowded into a city make you think, oh, there's too many people. No, no, no. With proper urban planning, with proper design on preserving the dignity of human beings, there's plenty of room, there's plenty of food. Did you know that every man, woman, and child on the planet could live in a mansion? Oh yes, sir. This is a big lie that people have to go hungry in order for just a few people to live lavish, luxurious lifestyles. This is the reality of what's going on. So we don't back down from that because we have seen the manifest reality of that devil in our face. We've lived through it. We're still living it today. We are still faced with anti-black racism. You know, my parents came here after the Second World War to build the country back and to do the work that many white people didn't want to do. I am one of the Windrush children, and to this day I've lived in this country since 1967. Some of you weren't even born. And I still don't have a British passport. Because the idea of Theresa May and those before her was to create a hostile environment that keeps black people feeling insecure, not sure about our immigration status. When our people worked, sweated, bled, and died in order to make Britain what it is today. That's the racism that we understand and know about. Today, the police are still choking our young people out on the street, still using, we saw one the other day where they had the young brother on the floor spraying the pepper spray directly into his face, and he is pleading that he can't breathe, and there's about six of them putting their knees on his throat, on his neck. This is the reality. They don't treat white people like that, but that's how they treat black people. This is how they shoot us down in the street, and they expect us to love them. No, sir, we ain't loving nobody. That's the mistake. See, black people, we are very loving people. I gave a lecture once. Sorry to go on. I gave a lecture once in front of a mixed audience of black and white people. There was a white man sitting right in the front. When I finished, the white man looked at me in the questions and answers, and the white man said, with tears in his eyes, he said, I've just listened to you for 1.5 hours. And he said, if I was in your position, I would hate and despise all white people, and I would want to kill them. And I said to the white man, that's the difference between me and you. And you should get up every morning from your bed, get on a prayer mat, and thank God that black people don't think like white people. Because the Irish never suffered like we did. But the Irish would go out and bomb Englishmen. You never see black people. The most we do is every now and then we get so frustrated that we burn down a part of our own neighborhood. And then we go back to sleep. So you all should be glad that black people don't think like you. We're not vengeful like you. With all that you've done to us, you know all we want is for you to leave us the hell alone. Get the hell away from us so that we can do something for ourselves. Stop interfering. Stop trying to force yourself on black people. You told us for years that you didn't want to know us, you didn't want us around you. Now we're saying the same, okay, fine. You stay over there, let us stay over here. Now you don't like that. Now you're talking about integration. You can't be pleased because you've got to be the center of attention. You've got to have your own way. That is the behavior of a devil. That is the behavior of a child. That is the behavior of somebody who thinks that the world revolves around them. But the world, you're going to find out very soon, the world don't revolve around you. The world revolves around Almighty God, Allah.
Living in this crazy ass world where we just getting shot down like motherfucking animals in the street, and it's justified. That shit nerve-wracking. Every day it's a new victim, a new story of police brutality. Yeah, bro, this shit still fresh, bro. Like, motherfuckers still trying to digest George Floyd, and this shit just literally just happened hours ago. Less than a day ago, I should say. Details still coming in, different videos coming in. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Claire Shine Radio. This is the Sour Power Hour. I'm King Nez, and I got the homie Tone with me. I attempted to get a podcast started, but nigga, the older you get, nigga, your shit seize up and get the tweaking, like that shit real. No type of icy hot, no Bengay, none of that shit. I just have to deal with it. But ladies and gentlemen, I just want to welcome y'all back to the podcast where hitting it on the head is essential. We just had another victim of police brutality less than 20 hours ago. A man in Southeast Atlanta. Video showed him. They said that he was asleep in the driveway. They woke him up and they said that they was attempting to arrest him because he failed the sobriety test. So that warranted them to chase him down and shoot him in the back. How interesting. Now, it's statues of racist Confederate politicians and generals and, you know, it's all type of shit like that. Like, they really trying to ban the, they just banned the Confederate flag at all of the national race car events. And it's a lot of white people that feel some type of way. But what's crazy is it ain't really nothing that they can say to justify that flag. Every time they do justify it, they basically reinforcing, you know what I'm saying, why they believe in slavery and oppressing people. I find that shit funny as fuck, but to each his own, I say, because it's like you see a wave of these people with all different backgrounds coming together. A lot of them on bullshit, but then it's a lot of people that are serious about the injustice that African-American men especially, African men and women, but African-American men especially, what we gotta go through on a day-to-day. Like, my nigga Tone, nigga a hard worker, got a job, got his own business, take care of the family, do what a man's supposed to do. But at any given moment in the city of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, my nigga can become a target, can become a threat just based off of motherfuckers utilizing a profiling law that Sheriff David E. Clark approved of and insisted that we have. I don't know if y'all familiar with profiling, but that's when the police could just pull up on you and fuck with you for no reason. For no reason at all, just fuck with you. That's the only reason I ever had a record was because of the police pulling up and fucking with me. Milwaukee, one of the most segregated cities in America. You go to the south side, you're going to see Little Mexico. You go to the east side, you're going to see Little Puerto Rico and a couple black people. Go to the west side, you're going to see residential shit going into Wauwatosa. You go to the north side of the south, that's where a lot of motherfuckers be. That's where a lot of motherfuckers from. You got police officers that's from the surrounding counties that don't even fuck with black people in charge of driving through your neighborhood to be on bullshit. Like, basically, they a professional deterrent because you're not contributing to the community. You're only trying to stoke fear and inspire these young niggas to hop on bullshit with you in the first place. It's getting to a point where I feel like police lives are about to be in jeopardy just based off of all of the generations of oppression. Y'all spawn from being slave catchers to police officers. Technically, y'all still slave catchers then, because y'all be saying that black people slaves and we're slaves to this and that, and it's over a million niggas in prison. How much? A million niggas times what? $60,000 an inmate. Think about the profit margin motherfuckers make off of private prison systems and exploiting black labor. If they don't kill us, they want us in prison cells. That's basically what it is. We the underclass. It's crazy too, bro, because I had a chance today when I was walking my dog. Fuck around. I got my grass cut today because I still ain't get my lawnmower yet, but I had a little buddy come through. And I happened to meet my neighbor. And this old school guy, like OG, like he was about late 60s, early 70s. Take care of yourself. We talking about basically what me and you talking about right now. And then got to talking about Tuskegee. I just said something about Tuskegee, like especially when it came to the Tuskegee experiments and woo woo. Then I just happened to look down and the OG had on the Tuskegee shirt. Like he went to school. I'm like, damn, you. And he just laughed like, yeah, man, this is me. Like, I'm from Tuskegee. I went to Tuskegee. Woo, told me his life story. I was like, damn, I didn't know I was chopping it up with somebody that's a part of history, man. Like, that shit, wow. Like, it just go to show, like, what we going through right now. It seemed like history keep repeating itself. Because the same shit we was fighting over back then is the same shit we fighting over now. Why is that? Tom, what are your thoughts?
I think that history is definitely...
Not an inch. Discriminatory practices. We focused on, or at least I am, we focused on going over above equality because we long past due with the equality shit. It's like I feel like personally the motherfuckers that oppress
sons need to be the underclass. The motherfuckers that's trying to step on our necks need to be the motherfuckers that need their necks stepped on. According to the Bible, he who leadeth into captivity shall be led into captivity. So, I mean, all of this, you know what I'm saying, back and forth, hyperbole they be trying to use and sauce on us and shit. Like, we straight on that. This that generation that's not with the shits. We ain't going for it, bro. You think about the livelihood of your children and they children, and just being that person that sparked the flame of generational wealth. Why do I have so much opposition to go through in order to make that happen based off of the color of my skin? That's just stupid as fuck. We happen to live in that society that deems it approved for these racist ass crackers to get in their chest because motherfuckers tired of the racist shit. Motherfuckers tired of the racial pay gap. He get paid the most because he's a white man. I went to college, I got all of these degrees, but the only reason he got the job before me was because of his skin color. I look dangerous. I am dangerous because I'm smart and I'm gonna make this company jump. Profit margins is gonna go through the motherfucking roof. That's what they scared of. Like, they did my homie like that. I went to aviation school with, no cap, my nigga Newman. Smartest nigga in the class, bro. I'm talking about every fucking exam, he be getting an A+ on it or better. Never under a 96. Never. If that nigga got an A-, he felt some type of way. And he challenged the teacher on that shit, and the teacher quickly added that vertical line through that horizontal line and make it an A+. But just because you got your certifications, your credentials, everything you need to do this specific job within this career, that don't mean motherfuckers gonna hire you because you got all of your shit. It's motherfuckers that don't got all that shit that's in the position that you supposed to be in, and they understand that. So they gonna go out their way to fuck you over and give you a, you know what I'm saying? Even if they do hire you, they gonna give you a shitty ass schedule. And how you doing the shittiest work, and the moment you fuck up, that's when they get to coming at you about, you know what I'm saying, might having to find another job type shit. Like, that's just how they do motherfuckers, especially when you from overseas and shit, like the Caribbean and shit like that. That's where my homie was from. Had a thick ass Caribbean accent. Damn near sound like one of these niggas out here. But that shit hurt to see my nigga excel and then had to struggle, you know what I'm saying, to do something that he was good at. But we all, in so many ways, we all do. We all struggle to do what we're good at. That's deep. I literally just don't know. Like, we struggle to do what we're good at. And for the most part, I mean, it's not for us to quit or stop applying pressure because shit not looking the way we want it to look. Like, it's for us to just go 10 times deeper, man. Especially in these moments and times where it's supposed to be Black Lives Matter, but motherfuckers trying to commercialize it and steer the narrative to a whole nother lane and you know what I'm saying? Like, I believe Young Pharaoh when he say that they trying to spread all type of propaganda when it comes to the president, saying he said this and he did that, and in reality he didn't. Like, I'm pretty sure it's been happening. It was happening when Obama was in office. Every day this nigga was just the worst president in the world. Like, he always did the most, even though he couldn't do a motherfucking thing for us. He could do it for them, but when it came to us, it was like, yeah, we can, but y'all just gotta wait till I'm gone. I'm just saying, bro, like, go ahead.
We had a guy in the office, man, who had the house, who had the
We saw all we was focused on was the fact that he was going to be the first black president. We didn't know that much about him. We just saw a black face. We didn't know that. We didn't know he wasn't a descendant of slavery. We didn't know that he didn't have our interests. We didn't know his politics. Nobody really even focused on studying what he believed in and who he fucked with. All we was focused on was, this is a black face we about to put in this office. And you saw, we set a record that year. Both of those, every 4 years, we set records for the man to stay in that office just for him to not deliver. What we witnessed was the first black face of white supremacy. That's what that was. And because of Obama, he woke me up to paying attention to what the fuck is going on leading up into today. It go beyond just blood on the leaves, black bodies swinging, and strange fruit. You know what I'm saying? It's the people that's in position. They being challenged and they scared. It's already been proven that by 2045 and over, like, they population gonna be so low, like, there won't be no type of power for them to maintain, especially with this type of mindset that we have now, as far as not tolerating this oppression and motherfuckers treating us less than and killing us like dogs on the street. Somebody made a perfect point today when they said Michael Vick had to go to prison for fighting dogs and all of that. Like, white people was outraged and in their chest, they wanted him to do prison time. They didn't want him back in the NFL. But if a police kill a black kid, whether it's a boy or a girl, or a black person, man or a woman, well, maybe they deserved it. Maybe it was justified. Well, if they just listen, because you know, you people always, it's always an excuse to justify the taking of an innocent black life. Did you see that Dave Chappelle special, 8 minutes and 46 seconds?
I've been seeing it, but I know of it.
Nigga.
I read basically the manuscript of whatever happened, but I didn't see it. Did you see it?
Bro, it was very powerful. It wasn't Dave Chappelle being a comedian. It was Dave Chappelle being Dave Chappelle, but he was talking to us, bro. He was talking to us, like, he brought up a lot of interesting points, spit some knowledge, gave us a history lesson, and just left motherfuckers in pieces. Like, how can you leave people in pieces with solid understanding? That's weird as fuck that he did it. But the way he articulated what needed to be said when it came down to Candace Owens trying to criticize black people for celebrating the life of Floyd, George Floyd type shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know what the fuck it is with her. Like, oh, clearly she get paid by white supremacy to speak out against black people when tragedy happened in the black community, because we that much of a force. They need little weak ass bitches like her to throw salt on us and keep us in the position that we in. But little do they know, it's like, it's more of us than it is them. It's the American population versus these motherfucking Confederate flag loving, nigger hating, rooting to regular jeans, busting ass motherfucking crackers, bro. Like, I don't have hate in my heart to want to see a motherfucker die because they skin tone, bro. But there's people out here that exist like that, that walk this earth and inhabit this earth just like me.
Folks that are on the fence, you know, they want to and we know it's bogus. You know, it's more so for them to justify, you know what I'm saying? Oh, Canada on, you know what I'm saying? This, woody woo, you know what I mean? It must be true, you know what I mean? It's coming from like, their own race.
Yeah, that shit don't work though. Like,
yeah.
It's like when black people see that type of shit, I just been sitting back observing. Yeah. That's the only reason why I've been just dropping podcasts like this George Floyd podcast, one through motherfucking 12 type shit. Like, nah, I want to digest everything because every day is a new aspect to these Caucasoids reacting to us and our pain and our hurt. And the trauma from generation to generation of what these people did, and note the lack of accountability on behalf of America. You see these big companies, because the companies know, Nike, Reebok, Adidas, Disney, motherfucking, all the motherfuckers know that, yo, it's not Trump people that's in the street. You know what I'm saying? That's finna fuck this money up. They said they talking about a nationwide blackout where they don't buy nothing. They don't support the economy. How much money you think we gonna lose that day if we let that happen? We need to be on their side, just in case. Like, it's crazy that it all boiled down to money at the end of the day, based off of an innocent black man catching a needle. And every day after that, it's just more and more unjustified killings happening. I'm not desensitized. It's like, I ain't gonna even say that I'm upset. I'm beyond upset. I'm enraged. I'm fed up. It's like, I question, like, is this beyond me? Is this beyond us? Is this something that we just have to tolerate? This was our purpose, to be born into this bullshit. I refuse to believe that. We made it this far, and we got a long way to go. But in the meantime, in the between time, like, these motherfuckers killing us and trying to divide us. And then they said there was a shooting in Chicago last week where 13 people got shot. My thing is, how the fuck y'all got all these cameras, all of these surveillance systems, and these motherfucking tripods set up? Mini generators with the long ass Decepticon arm with the motherfucking camera that look 360 degrees around and shit, but you don't see a nigga shoot 13 people or a motherfucker shoot 60 people and get away with it. Shoot 60 people, not on one block, but throughout an entire fucking city. And don't nobody see nothing. The police didn't catch the license plates. The cameras didn't catch nothing. Now these cameras can see fucking 3 miles, can read your newspaper from 3 miles away. But you bitch ass niggas, that's the shit I'm talking about, though. That's the shit that irritates me, bro. Because you know the motherfucker trying to spin you. And your mindset, B, I know you lying, but continue.
See, you make a valid point right there.
That man and his girl.
That dude, what was it, Ahmaud Arbery?
It was Ahmaud Arbery. Yeah. And it was that girl.
That's what happened before. You know, and how many months later was that popped on the scene? That was like February, bro. And right. It didn't drop until May.
Oh, by life. They waited for that shit. Like, right. They did that shit on purpose.
Now, exactly what you say again, say that one last part.
They did that shit on purpose.
On purpose. So, you think that George Floyd stuff is just gonna hit the news like that, bro? Think about it. You know what I'm saying? If it takes 4 months for this Ahmaud Arbery to drop, now you just gonna drop this instantly?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Now, at the end of the day, look at, like, past stuff where folks done took those videos, and, you know what I'm saying? Your video can get confiscated, bro. You know what I'm saying?
your video will get you killed, like, nigga. They'll come like get you. Bro. They'll come get you down there.
Your video is getting confiscated, bro. It ain't, you know what I mean? Straight up. It might have hit the scene, but again, that original video, once they come for you, they getting that, bro. Off top. It ain't no broadcasting all across the world. All that, bro. Nah, it's coming for them, bro. Because they didn't authorize. You know what I'm saying? Straight up.
That's fact.
They just coming for that video.
It's crazy because the, Even with the shit that just happened yesterday, the motherfuckers was talking about how the police said that they gonna release their own video of what happened.
Yeah.
Like, first off, why the fuck you got your own version of the video? Yeah. Like, where's just the raw footage at? Like, so you got the doctor edit it, cut this out, put some police magic on it, sprinkle some crack in there too?
Okay.
How do you suppress something like that for 4 months? Like, we got social media, we got thousands of platforms. You mean to tell me they silenced everything for 4 months? That's power.
Yeah.
That's power,
yeah.
Bro.
Yeah.
Anytime somebody uploaded a video about this shit, that mean that the curators was watching this shit. That's on YouTube, Twitter, wherever the fuck. They was waiting for that shit to pop up. And I bet you plenty of motherfuckers was uploading that shit. It took for them to keep speaking out about that shit, and finally somebody ran that shit, and it finally went viral. Like, get the fuck out of here, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
White boy tried to lie and say that he was recording he was recording his death for transparency. Nigga was loading a motherfucking pistol. You could hear the motherfucking cock in your whole ass, nigga. Shit, that's the type of shit that pissed me off, bro. Because it's a lot of lives that didn't happen to us. Whether they was in the wrong or not, you're not justified for using that type of force against U.S. citizens based on their motherfucking color, their skin, they motherfucking origins and birth, wherever the fuck they from. Whatever the fuck they look like, you have no right to be judge, jury, and a motherfucking executioner. Whole ass nigga.
Yeah.
They let that nigga, George Zimmerman, go on a fucking tour signing packs of Skittles. They let this nigga do that shit like it was. Like, y'all fuck with us all the time, and then y'all sick the military on us like y'all was some Tuskegee shit, but on a national level, like y'all done did COINTELPRO. Y'all done already destroyed movements where we was doing better than the government when we just start fucking with ourselves within our own community structures. Y'all hated that shit. Y'all know we capable of doing great things, but instead y'all chose to keep us distracted, keep us pitted against each other, and killing each other. So that's the type of shit. Everything I just said is the same shit that y'all throw in our face whenever a motherfucking cop kill a nigga brutally and make a motherfucking show out of it, make a spectacle out of it, like the nigga trying to break them in front of the rest of the niggas. That's how they do us. And then you got these butt broken ass niggas and bitches out here that be with the shit, justifying the same motherfucking slaughter, not realizing that, bitch, the only reason why you here is because you was kidnapped, your ancestors was raped and pillaged, and bitch, this where we at, Jesus. But you act like because you from Africa and America gave you a chance to come over here, some little bitch that went to the protest from Africa with a dry ass struggle wig on, like Tariq Nasheed said. This bitch had on a dry struggle wig from Africa, telling black people to stop killing each other in Chicago. Like, wow, this bitch calling out plenty little black on black crime, but don't know no facts. Whoever's sent you and paid you, bitch. I damn near wish one of the peaceful protesters to say time out and give you a two-piece and then hop back in peace mode, goddamn. Because this motherfucker's like that put on the show. Like, I'm talking about this bitch was going in, too. Like, you need to stop getting his ass. You get his ass in your car. It's black on black crime. That's why you remember this shit. The white people don't do anything to you. Like, this bitch going crazy, bro. Like, all lies, all whole shit, bro. Like, man, who invited this bitch to the party? Who invited this? Who invited this Akana ass bitch to the session, bro? Like, damn, bro. This bitch ruined everything. Everywhere she goes, this bitch fucked up the party, bro. Like, damn. Fucked up my heart, but you know what? It's the way this shit playing out, it seemed like it's needed. The opposition of people that look like us speaking negative against, you know what I'm saying, us being emotionally attached to seeing people like us get killed in the street. Like, they beat us, they do us wrong, they give us crimes, they give us time that we, you know what I'm saying, they do it all. Motherfuckers say that they ain't supposed to be in jail and they innocent. You go hear a lot of motherfuckers saying that. You know what's crazy? When I was younger, I used to think just like white people, like, man, whatever, that's just an excuse. If you did it, or you wouldn't be here. But in reality, nigga, I was in there for something that I didn't even do, and that I didn't even realize it, bro. Like, these motherfuckers really gave me the okie doke. I did not commit a crime, but because I didn't go to court, you can go to jail anyway. This system.
I had a conversation with my cousin, man. She basically asked me, like, do I see, like, stuff changing, man? I just said, honestly, I don't. You know, I mean, you can protest, you can walk the streets, you know, yeah, but top of your lungs, man. And you know, we've seen some stuff in our lifetime right now where, you know, we got white folks on our side, allegedly, you know what I'm saying? So
it's a beautiful thing, you know, to a certain degree.
At the end of the day, you know, that ain't enough. You know what I mean?
That doesn't exactly suffice.
That ain't enough because, you know, the lawmakers, senators, representatives, they don't give a damn about these people, man. They own people. They own us. You know what I mean? So, you know, Trump talking about he don't want the veterans, you know, all the guys taken down, the names changed and all that. And you know, that's what counts. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, well, whatever you say, you know, unless you don't physically take them down, but you still ain't gonna change the name.
Same time, it's like we ain't gotta be the underclass. It ain't us. And I ain't saying that we, like, it's supposed to be a switch. Like, this is no, that's you. That's they got us in their system. Something that we want nothing to do with because it doesn't benefit us. And if we out of that system, then their way of life is over. So it's more of a power struggle at this point with them, where you got a group of white people that's against this white privilege, racism, you know what I'm saying, and systemic oppression, you know what I'm saying, and police brutality. Now it's to the point where this shit is in sports, and Jerry Jones is supposed to be sucking Colin Kaepernick dick right now, no homo. Just saying. Whole NFL owe that nigga apology. Whole NFL, you know what I'm saying, went against this man and threatened other players if they knelt on the ground I already go through what he's going through too. I guess it was worth it though, because now the cat's out of the bag and motherfuckers getting caught in this shit left and right, and every day it's a motherfucking murder of a nigga in the streets every day. A nigga getting killed in the street is not normal now. A nigga getting killed in the street by the police is actually, it'll make you go viral. It'll inspire a fucking riot and protest. It'll get your city burned down if you kill one of these niggas. If motherfuckers were smart, which one I want to tie into my next, which I want to segue into the next one, to the next topic, just as far as how to properly riot and protest. Like, why tear down your city where you frequently go shop, take your keys or that shit, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I know you don't own it. I know it's just a part of the community that you live in, but it's like, if we finna do this, for me, like, if we finna riot and we finna do this and that, I wanna come correct. Like, I wanna pull up on motherfuckers that I know are part of the problem. I want motherfuckers to feel where I'm coming from. So whoever the motherfucker that actually did what inspired what happened, get that motherfucker right on the inside, because I'm coming. The same with, like, the best part I like about these protests and riots is when you see white people going crazy and black people calling the police on them. You know, say a little dorky ass black dude bird hunting. I mean, bird watching. You know what I'm saying? Nothing wrong with that. You can get your bird watching. I saw a red robin today. Goddamn. I think it was a red robin. That shit was pretty as fuck. Like, I would. So I can feel where you're coming from when you say you a bird watcher. You didn't went to college, got degrees, and you probably seen the world, and now you just retired and you bird watching. Like, it's weird as fuck, but it's like, hey, that's what you do. That's niggas for you. You know what I'm saying? Judah can't be stopped. Whatever we into, whatever we apply ourselves in, we strive. We excel. We prosper. We become the best. And they hate that shit. It took for Roger Goodell to tell these motherfuckers that the NFL wouldn't be anything without black players. And that's facts. I understand it's a publicity stunt, all that shit, but, you know, it took a white man to say that. You know, you got a lot of talent that's been fucked over. But then you see the white players in the NFL, all type of domestic abuse cases and rape allegations, and they still play. But let this black player, he got into it with a white girl because she spit on him and tried to hit him, and he defended himself. Well, he's out of here. He's gone. Clearly, it's a racial disparity. Clearly, it's a difference. Clearly, motherfuckers feel some type of way towards us. If they didn't, they wouldn't have cut off our genitals after they hung us in trees and lynched us. Cut off our limbs and cut off our toes and shit like that. Like, come on, man. Come on. Let's just face the fact, like, you people that's on that racist shit, your ancestry is of a racist, evil descent. Like, it's just pure evil. And we not gone. We not with that fuck shit. Like, we done with it. Like, no. I'm straight on that. And then as far as the government playing these mind games and shit, trying to see what'll happen on phase one and phase two and phase three type shit, like, that's some whole ass shit, bro.
That's the problem with it, man. We gotta get strategic, man. You know?
That's what I'm saying.
You know, I don't blame the riots. I don't blame the arson, whatever, the destruction. I don't blame nobody for that, bro.
Rebuild.
All they're gonna do is get their money. But at the end of the day, we still gotta get strategic. We gotta make some major moves, and we gotta get some real. different stuff going. You know what I mean?
That's what I'm saying, bro. I'm not afraid to do what I need to do, even if it offends people. That's a lesson that I've been coming into. Soda Pop Shake Well, available June 22nd on all major platforms. Pre-order today on iTunes. King Dance FOMO for real. Soda Pop Shake Well. You need it, yes, buddy. Anywho, I'm just at that point, sir, where strategy is key. I don't know how to play chess, but I'm not scared how to learn. If that makes any sense. It's best for us to learn something new every day. Pick up a new skill. Time where you just bored as fuck. Like, it be me. Like, I be bored as fuck sometimes. Like, man, I feel like doing shit. My neck hurts. Then I think about it. And I let my mind and my will take over to do what I'm good at doing, what I need to do to continue the progression of what I'm trying to set out to do, which is this music shit and entertainment and uniting and creating generational wealth and letting that shit become a wave and a ripple effect, a tsunami. Everybody, I know you can't just do shit overnight, but teamwork make the dream. I ain't calling it every day. Where my weaknesses is your strengths and vice versa. Because during these times, all you see is white people in the gun stores buying up everything. Like, nigga, you think you can bust 60 rifles at the same time, you goofy ass? You niggas look, man, serious, but it's serious to the point where you need to protect yourself. Give me two pistols, some assault rifle, a shotty, and a machete. And I'm good to go. Thank you, Mr. Niggas. It's supposed to be a urban civil war shit. This the type of shit they make movies about. I saw a movie where Texas seceded from the United States. And then they had all type of private military groups running up in New York and different states and shit, trying to create coups in different cities. Hollywood telling itself through the movies. These motherfuckers want you to know, but then at the same time they want you to think that it's all
against white, you know what I'm saying? The struggle, the lynching, the, you know, chase you down, hunt you down, and kill you.
Because they ain't want to pass that anti-lynching bill, bro.
Yeah.
Rand Paul got in front of the U.S. Senate and told the world that he felt that this bill would kind of jam people up, police officers were, if a suspect
brutality or a hate crime. And that's why he didn't want to pass it. Like, get your bum ass the fuck out of here. Like, that's what they do, though. Like, they always talk about passing legislation. By the time that shit even make it up there, nigga ain't even, the nigga buried everything. Motherfuckers ain't on shit. You made a valid point too. Like, it's not that I'm sorry to your motherfuckers for burning their shit down or feeling some type of way about niggas. I feel some type of way about it. I just feel like, okay, well, in your city, who is the motherfuckers that be oppressing you? That's what y'all need to chop down on. You go ride down on the niggas and let them feel your pain. Motherfuckers in your community, okay, that's even better, man, because you know what? It's deeply embedded in our community. It's been that way since before we was born, where they'll let motherfuckers that overseas come over and set up shop and make all the money, not really be even a contribution to the community. We try to do that shit, they make it nearly impossible to even apply for just the loans alone. Saying that motherfuckers don't own stores or own businesses in Milwaukee. It's a lot of small business owners in Milwaukee. And shout out to the motherfuckers. There's a lot of black business owners across America. And shout out to y'all. I hate to see y'all business have gone up in flames and all of that. You know, that's technically a part of rioting and protesting. You know. But it's like, for the most part, we did our thing, and because we brought that shit directly to the motherfucking front steps of my house, we let them know what the business was. Hold on, let me put you on the phone real quick. Hello?
What's going on?
Podcast? What you doing? I said I'm podcasting.
You what?
Podcasting.
My thoughts are, it's the same old game. So, you know, I forget that we're still doing it. Let's not get it twisted. The voting stuff is their game. They just include us for some odd reason, as if we're important. You know what I mean?
Right.
And more so on a national level than the local level, of course, is what I'm saying.
Yeah,
you know?
On a national level, yeah, but on a local level, they become that whole shit.
So on the end of the day, we still want to take their word for it, that, you know, that our votes are counted, you know what I mean? Because we don't know nothing, bro. Like I say, it's their game. We got the blindfold on, and they're the ones seeing everything, if that makes sense.
Say that one more time.
So at the end of the day, one more time, it's their game. We're just in their game. So we got to come up with our own game, with our own rules. And that's how we succeed, bro. You know what I mean? That's how we succeed with our own game. We can never win their game. We don't know their rules. And even if we know their rules, they change their rules as they go.
As they go.
You know what I mean?
They trying to come up with shit right now. And they pass it when they feel like ain't nobody looking at shit.
You know, so I say nothing to
niggas out here that don't fuck with niggas that was born niggas that you know what I'm saying, transition into bitches. We don't do that. We don't know you, nigga. You was born that. I don't give a fuck if you look like Sierra or a badass bitch with hips and lips and fingertips. I don't give a fuck about none of that. You play y'all out here playing these games and shit, acting like y'all got a shots out and all that other shit. Like, y'all, that's a whole other topic. See, this is why I hate it. When I get riled up, I hate it. All I'm saying is, it's like they down there trying to take the narrative and steer it towards what they trying to do. It's like, man, shout out to Billy Porter, man. That nigga ugly as a bitch, bro. I'm trying to tell you.
Nice, 3/5.
While that Super Bowl was going on, what the fuck you think they was doing at Capitol Hill, nigga? They was passing bills, nigga, to shit on us and make it more profitable for them, nigga. It was 10 people that's billionaires in this country that profited from this pandemic. Real shit. And the fact that they used calamity and chaos to create all of this fuck shit versus doing what a real society needs to do to prosper. Ain't no way you making a difference in people based off of their skin color and expecting your country to be great. That's the stupidest shit in the fucking world. You want these people to go fight for a country that they only got limited access to based off of their skin color? You really think that people buying that American dream fuck shit? George Carlin said it's best, they call it the dream because you gotta be asleep to believe it. Since we got off the slave ships and we migrated and multiplied and all of that extra shit when they was having motherfucking nigga breeding factories all across the motherfucking United States, especially out here. No, it ain't no motherfucking 13. It might be, no, it ain't no 13, nothing, my nigga. They say that shit to make themselves appear bigger and stronger. Yeah. The same way they try to make America look bigger. How can we be 13%? How can we be 13% if 50% of the African American male population is behind bars, and the population for the African male population in prison is damn near 90%, and it's over 2 million people in prison. 90% of them is black.
Bro, that's what this whole census shit is about, bro. They trying to get a real accurate number on how many niggas is here. They don't give a fuck about distributing money and shit to your community. They don't give a fuck about your community, bro.
It's crazy you said that too, because
they trying to get some accurate numbers.
On Facebook,
you know what I mean?
On Facebook,
you know what I'm saying?
On Facebook, they got every time a lot of times when I go on there, it's the ad to sign up to do a census on Facebook.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck is that? Get the fuck out of here, man. See my shit.
All this fucking tracking and, you know, tracing. They trying to find out what's the numbers.
Big
so
fans.
They can, you know, it's a military, bro. How can they kill your ass so you don't keep multiplying?
Real shit.
They fucking came, bro. Again, census? What the fuck? What you mean you don't know how many people here? You got social security numbers. What fucking more do you need?
You got motherfucking social security numbers. You got birth certificates.
Right.
You got
right.
ID cards. You got social media.
What?
You got people addresses. You got people birth record. Y'all got everything y'all need.
People, you know what I'm saying? Where are you at?
What are you doing? Why?
Yeah. Where are you living at? You know what I'm saying?
What's your body temperature?
Yeah.
They want to know it all. What's your heartbeat rhythm?
If we were to drop it wrong, where would we put it? You know what I'm saying? Where it's 98% blacks? Where it's 80% blacks?
Order. set for a better tomorrow, because if we just keep letting them distract us and keep letting them have us in situations where we trying to kill each other to shine on each other and just petty shit, fucking each other's bitches and robbing all that bullshit, man. No. Love, unity. You know what I'm saying?
Distraction.
You know what I'm saying? Let's really get off the whole shit, man. It's time. I'm tired of seeing this shit, man. Clap back is real, man.
Keep your hands up, black people.